Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Andy Murray from What Culture. Yeah! We are here. I love this. We are here in Philadelphia. Lincoln Financial Field. We are here to tell you what went down on night one of WrestleMania. Yeah!
I'm broken my voice, man.
So we have to start at the beginning of the night. It was Mammy Rhea Ripley.
Mammy.
He was very popular.
Mammy.
Sign and everything.
Mammy.
Versus Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Okay, that was
kind of the response, yeah. But a really fun opener, Andy. Hard hitting. Entertaining stuff. I was surprised quite how much people were behind Rhea Ripley rather than Becky Lynch.
Yeah, me too. There was a whole section of people behind us as soon as the match started, went F the man. That was rather harsh, but a fun time was had by all.
Yeah, a really enjoyable match. There was a riptide reversed into a manhandle slam. There was a beautiful reversal into a nice riptide from Rhea Ripley for a two count. The superplex into the disarmer, into an electric chair on the outside. Yeah. Frog Splash got a two count, but in the end, Rhea Ripley hit a double riptide. Yeah. Mammy is still the champ! Mammy is indeed still on top. Then we got ourselves a tag team title ladder match. They sort of gave away they were going to split the titles, by the way they introduced this.
Yeah, they really did. They had Pretty Deadly on the introductions. Good time. Let's get some reactions. Let's get some reactions to our new tag team champions, Austin Fury and Grayson Waller. Exactly. Over on Raw, the Awesome Truth!
Yeah! They were loving the Awesome Truth. Loving it.
Look at this!
At one point, R-Truth tried to get the hot tag in a tag team ladder match.
And he did! He got the hot tag! He didn't try!
And he got a pin.
And he bowed, yeah. Good, quick question, ladies and gentlemen in attendance. Thank you so much for joining us, by the way. But two words. What's up?
What's up?
So yeah, Awesome Truth are one half of the tag team champions, I suppose, now, and the other half are Grayson Waller and Austin Theory.
Yes, sir.
Some rough bumps in there.
Yeah, Grayson Waller taking the bridge ladder bump on the outside. Mwah, tremendous.
Say that first part.
Huh?
Why'd you have to say that first part?
I know. Well, I'm sorry. I do apologize. We only speak facts here.
He did. He's a lunatic.
A ridiculous bump as well from JD McDonough, who tried to get involved in the match. But yeah, in the end, after the Theory Waller side of things, Truth hit an AA on Damian Priest like his main man, John Cena. And then we got a tag team match. It was Santos Escobar and, watch this, Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Is that piped in? Was that piped in?
That definitely wasn't. Versus Andrade and Rey Mysterio! I gotta be honest, I was having a piss and getting food at the beginning, so I missed the beginning of this match. But we saw the important part. It all broke down. Zelina Vega took out Electra Lopez. Joaquin Wilde did another one of those amazing mad dives that he does. And then some masked men came in to even the odds for the good guys. Let's hear it for Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson! In the end, yeah, Ray hit the 619, got the win for his team with the help of Kelsey and Johnson. The right result for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Right, I can have a bit of fun with
this. I
know
what you said. I just said yes.
Eagles are rather popular around here. Then it was brother versus brother. No ye.
No ye.
They invented something else. There was a match briefly in there as well.
Somewhere.
What I like to call, what I think the Usos kind of invented, was a super kick party, basically.
Yeah.
It was, it was basically just a finish, let's be perfectly honest. It was loads of super kicks. Hey, before we wrap up this match, by the way, let's hear it for Dude Wipes.
Yeah, Dude Wipes!
The real stars of that match. Jimmy said sorry. Jay foolishly believed him.
We want some dude wives. Hey, we want some dude wives. Hey, we want some dude wives. Hey, we want some dude wives.
Hey, we want some dude wives. Hey, we want some dude wives. Heads up. Let us know. We'd love a bit of sponsorship of our culture. Look, in the end, Jay Uso won. Yeet!
Yeet!
Oh, this will go. Okay, fair enough. We're glad we settled that one.
Good interaction.
Love it. What did you make of the entrance of Bianca? Save it. Save it for tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. What did you make?
Hey,
Eric's here. What did you make of the entrance of Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill?
I mean, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, possibly. As soon as I saw the thing go up while the others were making their entrance, incredible.
It was probably the match I was most confident of knowing the result for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair just beat them up for a bit. They isolated her for a while, and then it was down to Jade Cargill to come in.
Looked absolutely incredible.
Save Bianca. Asuka accidentally missed Kairi. Naomi took her out. Here for Simon Miller.
Oh, Simon Miller.
Of that man.
Oh, Simon Miller.
I don't know how you've ended up on this channel if you don't know who Simon Miller is, but if you haven't, do check out Ups and Downs, which will also be on the channel.
It's a pretty good show, you'll like it.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Look, in the end, hair whip, KOD to Asuka, Jaded to Dakota. And ladies and gentlemen, the winners, Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill!
Yeah, let's go!
EST! 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 Cargill! 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 Cargill!
She's a star. She's an absolute star.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Absolutely. Some next. Of the biggest stars in the whole building.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, it was the Intercontinental Championship match. It was Gunther.
Yeah.
What an absolute legend he's been as IC champ. Versus Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Skank.
Neither of us. Neither of us.
No, definitely not me.
There we go.
Ole, 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 ole.
How confident were you going into that match that Sami could actually dethrone Gunther?
Extremely unconfident, but as soon as he stole El Generico's brainbuster, tragic move.
It was unbelievable, this match, wasn't it? I mean, Sami thought it was a good idea to chop Gunther at the start, but then Gunther just manhandled him all over the place.
As he's been doing for well over a year with this belt.
Anytime he got a bit of offense, it was like Gunther just drop kicked him or chopped him or just
slashed him.
Chucked him all over the place.
Treated him like a toy.
He's slamming me.
They both I like the exchange of haluva kicks in there. That was enjoyable.
It really was. And they got me on several near falls before the end. But the legendary reign is over.
Yeah.
But now it's time for the new reign. The Intercontinental Championship's over. But now it's time for Gunther to rise up to the stars.
I think it's about time, isn't it? Get him in the main event picture. In the end, Sami survived through power bombs, through chops, through splash after splash after splash. Fired up, as you mentioned, he hit Gunther with the haluva kick as he was on the turnbuckles. He dropped him with a top rope brainbuster onto the turnbuckles. Oh, yeah. Two haluva kicks. Sami Zayn is your new Intercontinental Champion. We conclude with our main event of the evening. Once more, Seth Rollins, ladies and gentlemen. We had to start again because I got so excited I pulled the cable out before. He teamed with a man who I hope has a better night tomorrow night, Cody Rhodes. Please, God. Please, God, let me finish the story.
Grateful. Y'all are so ungrateful. Thank you to the tribal chief. Thank you to the tribal chief.
We're getting to them. We're getting to them.
You're taking too long.
We've only introduced half the match so far.
Let's acknowledge one more day.
One more day.
One more day.
Right. And they took on The Killers in the Jungle!
Yeah!
I'm talking of the final boss, The Rock. And your tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Acknowledge them! Everyone put your hands up and acknowledge the Killers in the Jungle! Where do we start with a match like this, Andy? It was everything I hoped for and more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from start to finish, from the opening video package to the finish, it probably took up about an hour and a half, right?
We're all freezing our bollocks off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was just everything. Yeah. They brawled into the crowd early on. They beat each other up all over the place. There was Cody and Roman throwing each other into the XL letters. There was Seth and Rock throwing bins at each other in the crowds. They isolated Seth for a while. He got shot blocks as he was getting back into the ring. Cody slapped The Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
Taste of his own medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoop that trick! Once again, massive congratulations again to Trick Williams from earlier on today, ladies and gentlemen. What a legend. Yeah, so they get into it after that, after Seth has been isolated. There was a stomp to The Rock early on, a Cody cutter to Roman, Superman punch, a stomp to Roman, a crossroads. The Rock took the ref, though, on about the third attempt. A low blow to Cody, a spear, but he kicked out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
His own spear.
Hey. Let's hear some love for Mama Rhodes, by the way. Let's hear it from Mama Rhodes.
Mama Rhodes.
But it wasn't a good night for her. People's elbow got reversed into a Cody cutter. There was a crossroads into a Superman punch. Roman speared The Rock. Uh-oh. What could possibly happen with those two going forward? Who fancies seeing that in next year's WrestleMania?
Yes. 41.
41, quite right. Cody rock bottomed The Rock through the announce table.
Dwayne taking bumps.
Oh.
You love to see it.
I just hope he's all right for tomorrow night, basically.
Me too. I hope he's not hurt.
Roman speared Seth through the barricades. Cody went for three crossroads. When has that ever gone wrong before in the main event of a WrestleMania?
All the time.
He had three finishers.
Yeah.
He stored them up.
But in the end, he stored them up. In the end, as he was going for the third crossroads, he got hit with the weight belt. He got dropped. He got rock bottomed. He got hit with the people's elbow. 1, 2, 3.
Rubber chicken. Rubber chicken.
It was.
What about rubber chicken?
Another sad night for Cody Rhodes. Yeah, he got hit with the rock bottom. He got hit with the people's elbow. 1, 2, 3. Let's hear it again. Acknowledge them. The Killers in the Jungle.
One more day.
Oh, you're an actual wrestler.
6 years in. That's why I'm looking for Simon. I want to tie up with him. So where's Simon at?
One more day.
But whether you're a fan of the Killers in the Jungle, whether you're a fan of Seth Rollins, whether you're a fan of Cody Rhodes, we are all a fan.
See ya, punk.
Oh yes.
See ya, punk.
We are also.
And he approved it. He approved it. He loved it.
We are all a fan of CM Punk. But we are also, ladies and gentlemen, we are also huge fans of Bloodline Rules tomorrow night.
Yeah! Yeah! Who are we going to see?
That's a good question. Let's gauge. So, do you think tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, through a bit of noise?
Okay, I can take Repo Man.
Will we see? Repo Man. Will we see John Cena tomorrow night?
Yeah! Will we see Austin?
Will we see Stone Cold Steve Austin? But most importantly of all, Andy, tomorrow night will we see new champion Cody Rhodes? We will have to wait till tomorrow night to find that one out. But let us know your thoughts. Let us know your thoughts on night one in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, night one is in the books. Yeah! And tomorrow night, we get night two. Yeah! He's been Andy.
I've been Adam. Night two. We'll be here again.
We'll be right back here. Lincoln Financial Field. We'll be here tomorrow night. Do join us for that one. Check out Ups and Downs with Simon Miller. But for now.
One culture.
Thank you to all of you beautiful people for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night for night two.
Did you have fun?
Did you have fun?
Did you have fun? Oh, absolutely. I had a great time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay. And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.